Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. We apologize for not being on last week. I guess it was just one of those days that we just didn't think. So let's just put it that way. So I guess we got lots to talk about from not being on last week. And one of them had been CM Punk is no longer with the WWE. And the reason he's not in WWE, he got sick and tired and doesn't like how management is going with, like, the creative decisions and stuff like that. And I guess on that Monday last week, he took his ball and go home. Well, part of me, I know half of everyone was saying that it could be real, but it's looking like it. But if it is a work, and that could be another thing, wow, it was a good work. If it is, and they probably fooled everybody good, but I know some people was mentioning, like, okay, you know, like, they got a big paycheck coming in WrestleMania if they wrestle, and it's like, who want to miss out on the big check like that? Well, I guess they saying Punk saved his money, so he doesn't spend much, so he said he's good, he don't need a WWE, but they know that I guess he wasn't going to re-sign with them and he was going to be done with them after his contract was up July. So I guess it was just interesting that he just left. And I know a lot of people didn't like it because, like, he was bragging about, oh, they want change and stuff like that, and suddenly he just decides to leave, take his ball and go home, and he just sounded like a bad example. Like, but that's what some people was thinking. But I guess my opinion is, like, there's some stuff that, you know, WWE still needs to work on, and I know there's stuff that they need to do because for business, which I get that. Yeah, CM Punk did what was right for him. And you can't complain about that either. It's like one of those things that, like, if you're sure enough and if you be okay, like, okay financial-wise, and just be like, oh, I don't need this job. I'll just go either go somewhere else or I'm just done. But if this is the work, it was a good job of them doing that. But it would be interesting when they're going to be in Chicago in 4 weeks for Monday Night Raw and see how the reaction is going to be. So this is going to be interesting on how this is going to play out. So we will see. But, God, I know there's more to talk about. The six superstars in the Elimination Chambers is set. You have John Cena, Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan, which they won last Monday against the Shield by disqualification. That's how they was entered. Christian, he had entering as well by defeating Jack Swagger on SmackDown. Antonio Cesaro defeated Dolph Ziggler to qualify. So, and plus, you know, Randy Orton is going to be defending the WWE World Heavyweight Champion at Elimination Chamber in Minnesota on the February 23rd. Well, like I said, this month is just a lot of big stuff going on, and like I said, it's a good month for having a wrestling month. So, if y'all catch it, I think it's probably be on the WWE.com website about Dolph Ziggler. I think after he lost to Antonio Cesaro, he kind of made a statement, in my opinion, and I know most of y'all agree with it too, that that was one of the best promos that he ever did, and kind of got some people thinking, including myself, is like, what if they are doing a storyline where you got the wrestlers that works their butts off and stuff, make a complaint to the authority, and it's like, why are you pushing this guy? Why are you bringing in people that you know are going to wrestle part-time, and the rest of us are working 300 days out of the year and like very talented. So if they do a storyline like that, well, it kind of started off with Miz when he was complaining about, okay, Zack Ryder is on TV, and he wasn't. So that could have been a start of something. So it started with Dolph Ziggler with him complaining about it on Friday, and the same thing with, like, The Miz came out today and just saying, like, Zack Ryder was in the program, but he wasn't. But, it's got to be interesting just to see if they're going to do it. But if they're going to start with a storyline, just let the people keep complaining and just start that storyline after WrestleMania. Or if it's going to be during WrestleMania, because I know plans are going to be changing, because most likely it could be Daniel Bryan that'd be going against Triple H. Because at first it was going to be CM Punk versus Triple H, but it's going to be Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. And that was another reason why CM Punk didn't like where he was going, because he know the results of what happened when him and Triple H fought last time, that he ended up losing for... To tell you the truth, when he lost that match against Triple H after he lost the WWE Championship for the first time, I'm thinking, like, and this was true, I was just thinking to myself, it was like, what did Triple H need to gain from winning the match? It was like one of those things, like, I really did not get it. Like, it was nothing for him to win that match, and he did. But then again, you know, WWE, they'll do what they think is right. We know some of the times that they don't do things right, although they think it was best for business. Most of the time, they're right, and some of the times, they're wrong. So, what about that main event, huh? I did like the main event, Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, and could be thinking that now if he would have won, they would consider their options of thinking that Daniel Bryan should be the face of the company. But then again, who knows? And plus, another matchup that was made this Friday for our Elimination Chamber will be the Shield versus the Wyatts. This is going to be interesting for who's going to have more to gain. And like they teasing the breakup of the Shield and the Wyatts attacking John Cena and stuff like that, and probably set up for WrestleMania for Bray Wyatt and John Cena. So it will be interesting to see what they're going to do and who's going to win from that. But it will be a very good match to see, and I guess a lot of people have wanted it for like a while now, and they finally get the match. As you hear stuff in the background. I know it was Robert. But I guess what I'm upset about, because I was on the verge of going to watch this Ring of Honor match from Roger Strong and AJ Styles, what they had this past Saturday. I was on the verge of watching it, then power went off, and I'll try to turn back on, then try to look for it. And I was like, oh, crap, it's not even on there. So I didn't get the chance to see the match, and I was going to go to watch it today, but, hey, things happen. So, because I know a lot of y'all said that the match was great. It was one of the best matches that Ring of Honor had this year so far. But we'll see. Maybe I need to just start watching it live. I mean, watching it when it comes on. And, of course, they're going to be in town in Milwaukee March 7th and be in Chicago on March 8th. So, and tickets are available. They start at $20. And believe me, Ring of Honor will be a good show to see. See, and speaking of TNA, what about that new investor and ended up being MVP? And it's going to seem like there's something interesting. Like, the thing is they're trying to bring, like, different talent and something that they can do, I guess, since they want to save the future of TNA. So they got the Wolves, Davey Richards, and and Eddie Edwards. Of course, MVP and trying to create new stars too, and the Rise of Madness again this time. So it's just going to be interesting to see what they're going to do for coming up. But and then also I want to mention ICW had their show this past Friday, so. And I heard it was a successful show, and congratulations to you guys. And probably one of these days, or probably on the February 21st, because I think that's going to be our next show. I may go to that one, so, but we will see. Also, y'all check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. You'll get, like, information on what's going on and what events is coming up and stuff like that. And plus, we got T-shirts. Y'all can buy a T-shirt from us at $20, and you can just get a hold of Hazel or myself for the information about the shirts, because the online thing is not clearly, like, fixed up or construction enough yet. Oh, man. This is a funny story, but a little while ago, I received an apology from, he was a local wrestler. He is a local person here in Milwaukee. And he apologized, I guess, for the Cena bashing that he was doing. And I guess, like, people grow older and they see the, they finally realize, like, the business part of the, the business part of wrestling. Like, you got to do what's best for business and stuff like that. And like I'm saying, he's their number one guy, and he makes the most money for them. And there's no way you're going to change that until the day he's done. Well, There's something about the CM Punk thing. Is a lot of Vince McMahon is trying his best to try to get CM Punk to come back. But like I said, if this is like not a work, and if it's like actually like true that he just left, and I guess they want to, they need the CM Punk back because they want to they want to have more star power because they think they ain't got no big stars yet. But the thing that they trying to tell these people is like some of these people you really just got to push, and right now they just doing a lack of doing like lack of it. Like you see the old stars, and of course like they got to carry the company and stuff, but you got to have new stars that whoever they are the future and that they're gonna carry the company. It's like when Austin had left, it's like. And all like the big names like The Rock and stuff that left around when the Attitude Era, when you might as well say, was kind of ended with the and started with the brand split. It was like they probably they wasn't even ready. They ain't had no like number one guy or the big star until they started pushing Cena in like 2005 and Batista. Well, I just see that hopefully they won't make that mistake and like start putting some of these stars now. Then when, you know, because, you know, anything can happen. They could be, like, injured and, like, can't wrestle anymore because of an injury or their time is up for they just want to retire and stuff like that. So if WWE want to, like, improve, like, get some top guys and try to have them, give them big names and stuff like that. But Cena, he got a lot of time left. And so does Orton, but I guess the thing is like if they want to build like other stars for the future, they need to start now and doing that. They're doing that with a few people, like with Big E Langston, and of course with Roman Reigns. But there are people that they really got to think about that they really need to push and push very soon. But I know everybody was upset about the Royal Rumble, what happened, and Daniel O'Brien is on there. Well, wasn't on there. But, well, like it is for him, like, you got, like, a big crowd, like, chanting for him, like, buying his merchandise and stuff like that. Now you see, like, WWE's considered that they made a mistake on not putting him in the Royal Rumble. Like, not just voice your opinion on what stars you want to see that's on the top, but don't do what certain people did, like complain to the White House about not putting Daniel Bryan in the main event of WrestleMania. You don't do that. Exactly. He can't. What are you gonna do? Go to WWE and be like, "Hey, the people complain." Right. They want Daniel Bryan in the main event WrestleMania 30. Like, ain't nothing he can do. It's like, hey, that's their business. Ain't nothing I can do about it. If I said they do something illegally or something like that, I can do something then, but ain't nothing I can do. It's just crazy. But you don't make a petition. I understand if you make a petition, if you want, like, a pay-per-view or, like, a pay-per-view show going on like we've been doing for a while. That's one thing. But it's one of those things that you go to the right people to make a complaint. You don't go to the wrong people. And I know half the time WWE ain't gonna listen to their fans if you send them something by mail or things like that. But I guess they're doing what's good for their business. But it just stuns me that a lot of people that I think it was over 100,000 people that signed that petition. It's like, if you want to put that much effort on signing a petition or doing something, you support the wrestler by chant for him, buy the merchandise. If he's at a meet and greet or something, go to the meet and greet. Or, like, WrestleMania Access, it's like, if you see top stars there and the stars you like, go get, like, an autograph. Go get a photo and support that wrestler. But I guess one of the things I just can't stand is, oh, I'm not watching this person. I'm not watching WWE until this person comes back. And if the person is a part-time wrestler that is not going to show up that much, then you really, in an honest way, you really suck. Because, like, there's more stars that's up there that probably gets your interest. And, like, WWE never have a black WWE champion before. So push for that. Or support these African-American superstars and, like, cheer for them. And hopefully they, like, win it. And I'm not counting the World Heavyweight Championship because there's some blacks that already won that already, so that doesn't count. And The Rock don't count either because he's half black, which I know some people would say. I mean, like a full African-American. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, who else? Like, how many men's we got left? Oh, wow, the time goes fast and all that talking. God, I know there's probably a few wrestling shows that's going on this week. Like I said, go to our website, wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. Check out the websites and go check out the website and go to events on there and see like upcoming events that will be going on. So it's updated like every week, so you would know what's going on. Al Snow will be at a sign-in at Southridge Mall this Saturday. If people are familiar with what Southridge Mall is, it's in Steve Wilkos, Jerry Springer, and all that lot, too. They will be there at Southridge Mall in Glint. It's Greendale, ain't it? I think it's Greendale. Yeah, Greenfield. So, go see Al Snow. Also, they have in Legends on Ice during the Milwaukee Admirals game this Sunday. I will be there. Me, Gene Okerlund, Diamond Dallas Page, and future Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts. It will be at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Game starts at 1 o'clock, but the gates open at 12. And believe me, I guess you got to be there early because the line will be long. So, and that, it's funny, like probably half of the people probably going to be camping out like 3 in the morning just waiting there just to go. And you know some people do. And you're probably going to see those people going to have like a whole bunch of action figures to be signed just for them just to sell them. You know that's going to happen. What was it like? 2 years ago, we saw like, 2 years ago, it was like these dudes like trying to get like their stuff signed. And I guess like the people that was, you know, doing the thing wasn't having it. Or they just like did it to the side or just wait until the last person gets done signing them. And one thing, they better be able to take pictures, because that last time, it was just bad. But, like I say, I talked to some of the people, and it was up to the wrestlers if they wanted to take a picture or not. So I'm hoping that they will, because I'm not just going to go there and just get autographs, and I'm not the big autograph type of person. Rather have a photo than an autograph. But yeah, this is a big wrestling month, so it's like got a whole bunch of Friday shows going on in Wisconsin. And of course, like you got the 24th, you got Green Bay, they're hosting Raw, then you got here in Milwaukee, they're hosting SmackDown. And on that next Monday, it's March 3rd, Raw in Chicago, and you got the fourth SmackDown is in Detroit. And, of course, the 22nd, it will be Shawn Michaels will be at the World of Wheels signing autographs. And also on, I think it's on the March 1st, he will be in Chicago for meet and greet, too. And on March 2nd, at the World of Wheels Chicago, Chris Jericho will be there as well. Let's see, and I know we're going to be close to being out of time, so just going to close out. And as a WFSO award show, y'all go to the group, cash your votes in, and I think I said the voting ends on March 29th, and the winners will be announced sometime in April. It might be announced on the radio show. We're not sure what we're going to do with that just yet. But that's all the time we have. Thank you guys for listening. And name's Arturo along with Hazel, although she didn't say much. But have a good night. And hopefully check out this on WFSO Radio Network. And we'll be on again next week. Or check out the other show that's going on the WFSO Radio Network as well on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, y'all have a good night. Peace out.